Hello again, and welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my place on the web where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis. Today is Wednesday, November the 3rd, and at lunchtime I took a trip to the Armadale Cemetery. If you've come by this audio file on its own, the companion website is las.new-england.net.au. So I took a trip to the cemetery. In my 20-odd years of living in Armadale, I think I've only been to the cemetery once before. It's not the original cemetery, as I understand it. The very first cemetery in town in the middle 19th century, or a little bit earlier, was where there's now a high school. So the first photograph today illustrates the cemetery sitting on top of a hill, the graves being the Church of England part of the cemetery facing east. So we're looking north across town. You can just see some houses in the dip to the north of the cemetery and hills in the background. I'm standing in the sunshine, quite hot sunshine, taking the photographs. It got to about 26 degrees Celsius, 80 Fahrenheit today, but in the sky very hazy clouds. Didn't quite build up to storm intensity, but it did do its best to look like it might come to something. Such is the time of year. We're moving into summer, and that's the storm season. Coincidentally, the time of year when most of our rain falls. So the second photograph illustrates the theme within the theme. Today's photographs are of graves in the Armadale Cemetery. I've called the series Cemetery World. Really just a hat tip to the name of the book, Cemetery World by Clifford Simak. Science fiction, but the name seemed to stick when I was preparing these photographs. So the remaining photographs are a little bit atypical, a little bit quirky perhaps, a little bit irreverent. But the second photograph is that of a timber-fenced grave sitting amidst the more usual for that cemetery granite slabs. It struck me that the graves are all very close together, packed. So I assume that where there is some lawn, that might indeed be a place of an unmarked grave these days. But it seemed a little bit sad, I suppose, that here we have a broken down mini timber fence. The wooden identification marker has no obvious identification of the occupant of the grave. Time has lost that identification. The records for the cemetery, I would hope, would identify the occupant, but we can't do so from the grave, unlike those others around it who have granite markers. The next photograph is slightly similar, a unbordered grave, just a dirt grave with a wooden marker and lots of colourful artificial flowers. The next photograph caught my eye, the headstone much weathered with lichen growing on the slab, marks that in 1894 A girl, Clara Mae Bennett, died aged 13 years. And much later, some 51 years, her sister was also buried there, aged 77 years. Moving to the next photograph, a metal marker sitting in an unmarked grave, or otherwise unmarked, no concrete surrounds. We have just this metal plate, ornate plate, but time has removed any other markers. There is no name, no date, so presumably that was painted, and the rust, if that's what it is, has destroyed any of the identification marks. So nothing exists but that head marker. And finally, an older style grave with a metal frame around the outside. It seems to be only the older graves that have that style of border. And this just marks a sad incident, heartbreak for the Burling family, because it marks that their two-day-old baby lies there, having died in 1889. So today's visit to the Armadale Cemetery is marked by those lesser places, perhaps forgotten graves, some because we don't know who lies there. I'm Gordon Smith, and this has been Look and See, my photo a day photo blog. If you'd like to send me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for stopping by, and I hope you manage to find time to do so another day. Until then, bye for now.